Alei shur chelik beis daf mem hei, after the asterisk. Me'ata pnuya derech livchira shkula ben tevara. So now the path is clear. The path for a considered choice between good and evil. Not something spontaneous, but shekula, it's considered, it's weighed up. Imnis alei mehergilei shel ravelam. Let's put aside the majority of the world, shema'aseh avosav biyadoi. People just do what they've been brought up to do and what society dictates they do. Vekim'at ein bocher b'yedim edarkoi. The majority of the world hardly ever make conscious choices. The choices are dictated to them by media, by advertising, by their peers, and they hardly make any choices. So let's put that aside. Eich yehadam shekel b'ma yivcha. How does a mensch, an individual, really weigh up how to choose? Hara moishech, as we said, the forces of evil have attraction. They have this magnetic pull. Hatoiv eno moishech. And we said that Kedusha does not have that magnetic pull. V'ta'anug sheba mitzvah, shehu ta'anug amiti, oy lo ta'am miyamav. The pleasure in the mitzvah, which he says is a real pleasure, it has substance, the person hasn't yet tasted it. Ulefi eize shikul yivchan, then how can he possibly choose? Hevei Omer, the answer is, hutzarich leavchin ben emes uben sheker. The person has to discern between truth and falsehood. He has to be able to see it. Mi yavchin, and who can make that choice, that discernment? Haseichel hayashar. A straight mind. Hu hamesuga leavchin ben emes v'sheker. It is capable of discerning between truth and falsehood. Umakir es emes sheba mitzvah v'sheker sheba avira, and can discern, recognize the truth in the mitzvah and the falsehood in the avira. B'me devarim amurim, when is this true? K'she'enu meshuchad. If there are no negi'ois, if there's no, literally, bribery, no negi'ois, ulterior motives. Oy va'avoy la'seichel im ha'dimyonos meshachadim yisim. Woe to a mind if dimyon manages to mislead him, to provide all sorts of rationalizations. Umoshchim oyisoy letzidam, and these dimyonos, these fantasies and images pull the mind to their side. Leha'arich es ha'ana'a sheba'avira yisoy matov sheba mitzvah, to give more value to the pleasure in the avira than the goodness in the mitzvah. Al ze kosev ha'chovos ha'levavos devarav ha'chotzvim la'avos eish. It's about this, the chovos ha'levavos writes his words, literally that carve out fire. It's an expression from Tanakh. We speak about very powerful words, chotzvim la'avos eish, like words that carve out fire. He writes, v'im yeh sichlecha zach v'chochmascha chazaka. If your mind is pure and your wisdom strong, tir'eh oifanei ta'os yitzrecha. You will be able to see the mistakes in the Yetzer, bir ayasoy umofsoy, with what it proposes as proofs, v'tizbarei l'chaimes, you will clarify the truth for yourself. V'temaleit chochmascha min ha-safeik, your wisdom will release you from doubt, u'ma'asecha min ha-irbuv, your deeds will be extricated from confusion. However, v'im tikzar da'atecha mizeh, if you do not manage, if your mind is not powerful enough for this, yet pituyei shel yetzer lecha yaseh chazak, the yetzer's seduction will be even stronger, mipnei shehu ba'im chamitzad ha-chokhmah, because it will attack you from the perspective of wisdom, of intellectual arguments. V'chashe yifatesich lecha, when it manages to seduce your mind, v'chashe yigbar yetzer alecha v'im shoyl b'cha b'ezer ha-sechel, when the yetzer manages to rope in your own mind to help it, Yatik oischamin madrega hai, it will be able to pull you down from that level, shasakov ha'lemes, where you were close to truth, el mashachre, to a lower level, sheesh ba pachois emes yaseh sheker, where there's less truth, more falsehood, ad shevi achayil madrega shenestarim bapnei emes, to the point where it will drag you down slowly to the point where truth is really concealed, wa sheker hagamor, the level of complete falsehood, v'teichoch maschal ira alechom. These are the key words. Your own wisdom will undermine you. Your own wisdom will be your own worst enemy. V'sichlecha sibale ovdecha. Your own mind will be the reason for your downfall. The author paraphrases. Hevei yomer, ha-bechira ha-amitis teluya bezakus ha-seichel uv'chuzkoi. True choice is dependent on the purity of the mind and its strength. Zakusai means leval yeshuchad ha-seichel midimiyonos evera. The seichel is pure enough not to be undermined by images and imagination and fantasies of the Averot. It's impervious to Sheikhad. V'chozkoi, its strength, leval yerafe umsupak b'akarze. But the mind mustn't be weak and wavering in its commitment. Kan higanu ladiyuta ha-tachtona shebemus adam. Here we reach the very lowest level, the very bottom layer in the essence of a human being. Hadimyoin verifyon ha-sechel. These two forces, the dimyoin, which we've spoken about at length, and weakness of the mind, or lack of commitment. Mao mekoiram, what is their source? The answer is hamakoiru b'chet ha-rishoin. The source is in the first chet. Say Chazal, b'sha'a sheba nachash al chava, hitil bah zuhama. When the nachash came upon Chava, he injected into her zuhama, filth. Gemara in Avodah Zarah dat chav beis. Kasher hanachash pita es Chava, when it seduced Chava, v'ikibla dvarav, and Chava accepted the argument, zenika b'shul Chazal shanachash ba'aliyah. Chazal expressed it as an episode of sexual intercourse. Hamaharsha metzayin sham shnei pirushim. The Maharsha points to two explanations of what this means. Harambam mevayesh zuhama hu adimyon. The Rambam says that this filth that Chazal is speaking about, that the Nachash injected into it, is a dimyon. This that we've been speaking about, this ability to fantasize and see things, all of these powers that we are speaking about that are inherent in the dimyon, that he writes in Moreh Nevuchim in Chelek Beis in the 30th chapter. V'akolbo mefaresh shanachash itil basfekos. The Kolbo explains that the Nachash injected into her doubts. From that point onwards, she was lacking in a concrete belief. She was no longer solid. Her conceptions and knowledge were no longer vadai. It wasn't clear anymore. He writes us in the Pirush al Agada, "Bapiska kama malis tevois lemakoy malenu." Eilu va'eilu divrei Elokim chayim, says the author. Shnei perushim hem b'mes. Michnas safek beliba shel Chava b'inan tzivui. What entered into the heart of Chava was a doubt regarding Hashem's instruction not to eat of this fruit. Doubts in already, maybe this, maybe that, all sorts of pilpulim as to what did it really mean. Vegam nisorer hadimyoin lisavois tifi eitzadas. And furthermore, the dimyoin now, all sorts of images about the wonderful consequences of eating this fruit. From that point on, the mind and the dimyoin now compete within the human being. This is, of course, paraphrasing the Lashon of Chazal, right? Light and darkness mixed up. There's now no longer just plain seichel at play. Now the seichel is to compete with dimyoin. And the mind, even if it's not yet given in to the dimyon, it hasn't accepted the negia, nonetheless, it may become weakened, and be open now to doubts. In this path, the Chovos HaLevavos also explains, Shekosavi, he writes, one of the most powerful agents of the Yetzirah. She shtadel lesapek alecha amitascha. It tries to doubt, to cast doubt on things that you have taken to be true already. Ul shabesh mash nisbarilaha, to undermine things that were already clear to you before. Ul arbevis nafshecha b'machshavois kezavim b'tanus shkarim, to confuse you with false thoughts and false claims. Omnam Yisrael shabdu al har sinai paska zu amasandeh. In the same Gemara in Avodah Zarah, Chazal say, once Bnei Yisrael stood by Har Sinai, that filth ceased. It was taken away. Va'afilu kasher chazra acharei Chet Ha'Egel. Even when it returned after the failure with Chet Ha'Egel, lo chazra be'isah tekifus. It didn't return with the same intensity kefi she'asa lifnei Har Sinai, as it was before Har Sinai. Asher al kein, for this reason, ein Yisrael chashudim b'yitzarim bilti divim. Therefore, we don't suspect the Jew of all sorts of really inappropriate yetzirim, kmo umo yisraelam, kede isa sham b'avodah zarah. Like the Gemara goes on to say that we're not choishish for all sorts of things like bestiality and things like that. Haloi ha-tira ha-kedusha nimtzei simanu, the Torah is with us. Uvara ha-kadosh bo yetzirah, bara lo tira tavlin, that Gemara in Kiddushin, she mevateles hirhurei dimyoin. The involvement in Torah helps to negate dimyoin. ומחזקת השכל לבל יספן. It strengthens the mind so it shouldn't become weak with doubts. בכל זאת, still, at the end of the day, לא מעט גם אנחנו סובלים מהדמיון והרפיון. We suffer to a considerable extent from דמיון and רפיון ומלחמה תמידית לנו מהם. We have a constant war with them. סיכום, let's summarize the chapter all in all. יש שיווי משקל לבחירה בין טוב ורע. הקדוש ברוך הוא created a balance between טוב ורע when it comes to our choice. היצר הטוב הוא השכל וכוחי סבא של שורשו בנשמה. היצר הטוב is the mind and various forces it employs rooted in the neshama. היצר הרע הם הדמיוני הקשורים בתאוויס. היצר הרע is those powers of imagery connected to all sorts of physical desires שנשן הקדוש ברוך הוא לב האדם, that הקדוש ברוך הוא placed hardwired into man because they are דרושים לקיום העולם. They're necessary for the world to exist. Furthermore, ומוי סלום ימצאו תענוגים שפי דמיון לבד. ומוי סלום devised all sorts of pleasures which are purely imaginary. They have no substance to them, בלי קשר לחוכוס החיוני, without a connection to the forces which are necessary for propagation of humankind. Furthermore, הדמיון מוישך ומפתה לעבירה. The dimion seduces us, attracts us to עבירות, וגם מרתיע מהמצווה, also fights to repel us from its voice. Oidzus b'choch yetzera, furthermore, within the capacity of yetzera, is shu machnis sveikois ba'adam, b'dvarim shu kvar ikir, to inject doubt into things which we had clarity in already. Hadimyoin eino moshech le'mitzvois, we don't fantasize about mitzvois, they don't have that same power of attraction, aval ha'ta'anug shebakdusha ta'anug mamishim, but the pleasure in kedusha is a real pleasure, le'anchil o yehavai yeish. Barur, one thing is clear, bli ezer hatira kedusha lechol chalakeh. Without the assistance of the Torah in all its parts, lo hayinu nitzulim yetzera. We would not be saved from yetzera. That's the statement of Chazal that we spoke about. Yeah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu bara tira tavlin. The Gemara there says that without it, we would not be able to defeat the yetzera. Esek hatira mikadesh. Involvement in Torah sanctifies. What does that mean? Hayinu shemerachek mirhurei avira. It helps us to distance those hirhurim, those dimyonois. ומעורר טעם ברוחניוס, gives us a taste, a sensitivity to that pleasure in רוחניוס. עסק המוסר מעמיד לנקודה סמס, so involving מוסר, focuses us on the truth, מבטל ספקויס, it releases, literally, it annuls, undoes doubts that we have, ומשחרר ססכל משהוד הדמיון, and furthermore, it frees the mind from the נגיעויס of the דמיון. מעשי המצוויס, the actual physical activities of mitzvah, the actions of mitzvahs, מקדשים את הגוף, they sanctify the body, שהוא הכלי ליצר הרע. וספילה מעורר סייעתא דשמיא, and tefillah finally awakens, stimulates סייעתא דשמיא, למשוך רוח של קדושה מגרום אליהם, to pour upon us רוח של קדושה. These are all the parts, the Torah, the מוסר, the mitzvahs, and tefillah. אין כל זה עבודה קלה, none of this is easy. אבל על ידי עסק התורה נצליח בעזרת השם. But through involvement in terror we can succeed בעזרת השם. עד כאן.